Great. Thank you, Noam. Having discussed so far how we are to wake up in the morning, how we are to combat our inclinations and impulses as we awake, the Kitzur actually turns his attention to an ideal state that I think is too much for most of us. Maybe I should only speak for myself. If it is possible for somebody to wake up at midnight, at chatzot, la'asot az tikun chatzot, to say the lamentations and the passages to do with tikun chatzot, which recall the destruction of the temple, our current exile, the state that we're in. Matov, how great that would be, as it says in the pasuk, kum ironi b'layla l'rosh ha'shmerot, u'kumosha kadosh baruch u'mekonen ba'tehi, and it's a mystical tradition that God himself bemoans our state at that time of night. The Gemara Brachot and elsewhere suggests that God cries out with the following words, Oy lebanim, woe to my children, shabavanoteinem, hecharavti et beiti, v'sharavti et hechali, v'aglitem levein ha'umot, that because of their sins I had to destroy the temple and burn down the sanctuary and exile them among the nations of the world. And this again is an idealized state. We've been dealing with how to wake up in the morning, and then he takes a step back and suggests, well, the truth is, if you're able to wake up at midnight, that's an auspicious time to give lamentation. And I think the suggestion is, it's not just auspicious in some esoteric calculation, midnight, but actually between one light and the next, in the midst of darkness, as dark as it gets, it actually becomes almost impossible to express grief, at least on a symbolic level, to express loss in an articulate way in the midst of that loss is a godly operation. That's what God is capable of doing. In the midst of afflicting pain and punishment on his children, he's capable of reflecting on the conviction of why it's necessary. And I think it is a pretty high order for us to be able to articulate our convictions in the midst of grief. And just on a practical level, if giving discipline to our children, to students, to peers, to friends, it's very hard to maintain that balance. If I understand why this needs to happen, and I grieve, I regret, I have remorse over the fact that I need to do this, and to make that nuance in one's behavior, it's possible, but it's godly. And the next words are, im efshar lakum b'chasad. If you can't do this, there's a better plan, or a different plan for most of us. So I think tomorrow we move on to the more realistic edge, unless all of you were up at midnight and you get together and you don't tell me about it, which is possible. But I'll forgive you for that. The